you don't need the X Factor results show. You don't need the Strictly Come Dancing results show. All you need to make your weekend is the English Pen 5,000 follower Twitter competition results show.
Woo!
And that is this. Welcome. The prize today is The Fat Years by Chang Kun Chung. It's a signed copy. We've got five to give away. It's got a Recommended by Pen logo on the front, which means we've given it a Writers in Translation grant. I'll just read the blurb. It says, Beijing, sometime in the near future, a month has gone missing from official records. No one has any memory of it, and no one can care less. And so it goes on. It's a notorious thriller they banned in China, published by Transworld Books. And as I said, we've got five signed copies to give away. Now, as is tradition, we have a Pen member of staff to do the draw with me. My name's Rob, I'm the campaigns manager, and I'm delighted to have our campaigns officer, Kat Lucas. Welcome, Kat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for cheering earlier. What are you working on just now?
Well, as always, we are struggling to raise awareness of writers in prison around the world. Just this week, we've been involved in a campaign for Mexican journalists who've been murdered in recent years. So we held a very moving event outside the Mexican embassy on Wednesday with our colleagues at Pen International, which was a great success. We're now looking forward to our event, which is a week on Tuesday, the 15th of November, and that is the Night of the Imprisoned Writer. The Night of the Imprisoned Writer is to mark the Day of the Imprisoned Writer, which was started in 1981. So obviously throughout the year, 365 days, we're doing all we can to raise awareness of the cases we're worried about, but this particular day is one when all the pen centres around the world do an event dedicated to, you know, cases that they're particularly concerned for. We're very excited about our event.
Fantastic. And where is the event and how can we get tickets?
The event will be at the Fantastic Tabernacle in Notting Hill, and the tickets are available if you just go on our website to the events page. You'll find all the details there. We're really excited. We've been working with award-winning playwright Sonia Linden on a special script, which weaves together the words of 12 cases we've worked on over the last 30 years, so since 1981 when the day was founded. And the second half will be some fantastic stand-up comedy from Nick Doody and Marcel Lucan. So yeah, all very exciting.
Fantastic. If it's anything like the Pen Roadshow or the Another Sky event we've done, it'll be fantastic.
Indeed.
Well then, let's get on with the prize draw. As is tradition, we do like to emphasise that we don't fix this. We have printed out all the followers and retweeters from today, and I'd just like to sort of do a bit of a rustle. And Kat, very quickly, should we pick out five names from that box and read them out one by one?
Okay.
Go on, you do the first one.
So number one is Lisa Norfolk.
Well done,
Lisa.
Yeah, well done. The next one is Ian Graham, Ian J. Graham, who followed today.
Next up we have... Sorry, it's very small. Chris Edwards, whose Twitter name is Bricky Buddy. Congratulations, Chris.
Great. And the next one is Finsbury Morfitt. Don't know who that is, but there we go. Congratulations.
And finally, we have the Writers' Centre, which I believe is in Norwich.
I think it is. So
congratulations to them.
Fantastic. Congratulations to all those people. It feels like a bit of an anticlimax, but I'm sure the people listening will be going mental in their own homes. And we will see you all again, you'll hear us, we won't see anyone, but you'll hear us again for 6,000 followers in a month or two. Thank you very much for playing, and thank you very much for listening.